Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Mess, it is time for another one. A staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Abby and Tempe.
Morning.
Morning. Hi.
Hi, Abby. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're okay. So what's going on with your boyfriend, Chris?
Well, I think he might be cheating on me.
Okay. You called the perfect show because that's what we do here. We catch up cheaters.
We are here for our...
Over 1,100 cheaters to date caught on The Morning Mess.
Abby, and we don't want this to be the next one, so please tell us at least how long have the two of you been together?
So we've been together about 7 months.
Okay.
And it's basically my first, like, real relationship after my divorce. So I'm a little bit skeptical. I'm a little bit paranoid.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a rough divorce, so it was starting our relationship. I was definitely a little bit paranoid with him. I would kind of start fights, and I would want to know who he was texting and, you know, who he was with, where he was going. I definitely admit to that. But after about 3 or 4 months of that, I decided, like, I'm going to lose him if I keep acting like that. So I just decided to, like, calm it down and hone it in, and I just kept a lot to myself, even though I was still kind of feeling, you know, a little bit paranoid.
Right. So was there, I know that I can understand that from your history and your past with other dating and, like, in your marriage and stuff. Has he done anything at that point that made you or, like, that deserved that paranoia?
No, not until something that happened last week, which is why I'm calling you guys.
Okay. So what happened?
So last week, Chris caught the flu, apparently, and he ended up canceling some plans with me, and he said he had to call out of work, and he was just really, really sick, and he needed to just be by himself and, like, lock himself in his apartment.
Okay, so, like, quarantine himself, pretty much.
Yes.
Okay.
I felt bad, so I decided I was going to make him, like, a little bit of a care package. I made him some soup, and I had some, like, medicine in there and tissues and whatever.
That's sweet.
And yeah. Because I'm so nice.
Okay.
Obviously.
So anyway, so I bring it to his apartment, and he's not answering the door. So fine, I figure maybe he's, like, sleeping. So I checked under his mat for his, like, emergency key, which I know is there. And I go in, and he's not there. And I was like, okay. So then I look around back, and his car isn't there.
Maybe he's at the doctor.
Yeah, maybe, but I actually texted him because I figured maybe that was it, and I was trying not to be paranoid, and he just said that he was in his bed, and I just, obviously he's lying,
so
find out what the deal is.
Did you tell him right then and there, like, hey, I'm actually at your house, and no, you're not?
No, I didn't, because I needed some time to just figure it out and figure out what my next move was going to be, and I didn't want to act crazy, you know? So
you didn't tell him at that point, oh, yeah, I'm at your house now. Where the hell are you?
No.
Oh, girl. Well, this is the staycation setup, honey. So what happens is we're going to be calling up your boyfriend in a few minutes here, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and ask him who he would like to bring as his guest of honor. So we're hoping that he's going to say your name. If he doesn't, then we know what's going on in the relationship. But we also have counseling services. So should you need that, we have that available. Now, if he's cheating on you, are you willing to take him back?
I don't know. I don't.
That means yes.
I don't think
no,
so.
It doesn't.
No. It doesn't. No, you say, I don't know, like, I'm used to, like, people saying, hell no.
Sometimes you never know until you're in that situation,
right,
and then you can process.
Try it out.
I'm
going to play Chris. Anish offered me the hotel. Let's see your reaction, Abby. Go ahead.
Okay, so who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding?
Okay.
And you laugh. Oh, this guy got it made. You're going to take him back after he cheats on you. He'll tell you that much.
Oh, I appreciate you guys getting me to laugh.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Okay.
Well, we're calling up Chris, the cheater, up next. And then we'll talk to Abby while she takes him back for a second try at love.
We don't know that.
Hall passes are real in this guy's life.
Stop.
Staycation setups up next. One's born every day.
Shut up.
Wow.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the staycation setup. We spoke to Abby concerns about her boyfriend, Chris. They've been together about 7 months, and, you know, she's had some doubts in the relationship. She thought she was getting a little paranoid until her man, Chris, got the flu. There's a little bug going around. I know I got it last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know all of us actually were feeling kind of sick.
Yeah.
Last week was bad.
Yeah, that Valley flu is happening, so he tells her that. Nothing crazy about it because everyone was getting sick in town. Mm-hmm. So she decides to surprise him, maybe bring some homemade soup to his crib. No one opens the door. She uses the key under the mat. She goes in. He's not there.
Yeah.
So you text him, and you're like, where are you at? I'm at your apartment.
Yeah. So when we did, he just said that he was in bed the whole time, but he wasn't because I was in his apartment. So
some nurse was taking care of him.
Oh, Joey.
Hello, nurse.
Don't say that. Exactly.
You got to prepare yourself, Abby. Here's one thing we never do. Prepare these people that call our show appropriately. Abby, let's just prepare. Let's develop a thick skin. If he's cheating on you, I'm going to say this right now. We're not trying to advocate leaving people. I believe in second chances. But if he is, you got to suck it up. And you got to move on.
Okay. I know, but I definitely will. I deserve better.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that. Deserve better.
And we are still here for you. I don't want to make it sound like you're by yourself. We still have those counseling services. You have four friends here that are on the line to back you up, okay?
Who?
Thank you, guys.
Us, Joe.
Oh, you're talking about us. I thought we actually had her friends. I was like, what the hell are they? All right, so here we go. We're going to give them a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Chris?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel. I've got some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So what that means is we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite. We're also going to accompany that with our honeymoon package.
I can't really fly out anywhere outside of the area right now, unfortunately. But
oh, are you based in the Phoenix area?
Yeah.
Well, that's the great part about this, is that this location that we just opened up is in the Scottsdale region. So you won't have to do too much traveling. We're just asking for you to stay for a weekend. And then after you're done with that, review your experience and return.
All right. If there's no cash, I guess that sounds good.
Since you're good with this, we'll get started. The first part here with this romantic weekend stay is we leave a personalized note. I could put a generic message on there, but maybe if you have something more specific, I'd be happy to jot that down.
Yeah, I could leave a note. Can I put, you are my happiness? Is that too cheesy?
No, I think that's adorable. I've got that written down here, actually. Now, Chris, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest first and last name, please.
Yeah, you can put Desiree.
What the f***?
Hey, listen, whoa. Chris, you're actually live on the radio right now. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Are you even kidding me, Chris?
What?
Yeah, Abby, your girlfriend is on the line, bro.
Yeah, hi.
Who is this? What am I?
The Morning Mess. We're a radio show. Your girl called us, thought you were cheating, and obviously you are. And Abby, obviously you want to know who the hell Desiree is.
I'm not cheating. What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, what?
Hold on, Abby, did you say you know who this Desiree woman is?
Yeah, I know exactly who she is. She's this old ass groundskeeper at his complex, at his apartment complex.
She's not old. Shut up.
Oh my God.
She's old person that works at your apartment complex?
Don't say it. She works for us, apartment complex.
She does
a lot of nice
for
things
you,
for us. Okay?
Oh, she does a little
do
more than
nice.
Just nice things for you, mister.
Oh my God.
She's 100 years old.
Okay, so if she works at your apartment complex and you're not cheating, why were you bringing her to a hotel?
I was trying to do something nice. She does a lot of nice things for us.
Hello.
Oh, you, hell no.
Right. You're trying to sprinkle the wrinkle.
Ew.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Gross. You are a f***ing liar, Chris.
Tell him.
You're paranoid. Be quiet. You're paranoid. Like,
how about I went to your house last week when you were supposedly sick in bed, and I went into your house and you weren't there?
Mm-hmm.
You went to my house?
Why don't you tell her where you were?
Yeah.
Like, wait, why are you checking up on me? Like, why?
Because you're sick and bedridden, and she wanted to do something nice for you because she also does a lot of nice things for you.
No, that's
not like the groundskeeper does.
I don't know why you're going into my house. Like, what?
It doesn't matter. Listen, you were probably with this other girl. Were you getting vapor rub spread on your nipples by this old lady?
Oh my God.
Vapor rub.
Yeah, vapor rub.
This is such bullshit.
You're so totally psycho.
I'm a psycho?
Yeah, you're a totally psycho.
How is she psycho when you are cheating? She would be psycho if you were never cheating and she went to the extent of calling our radio show and you weren't. But you are, so.
I'm not doing anything, okay? You don't know me. None of you know me. I don't even know who I'm talking to. Why don't you back off? Because you don't know me.
Why don't you own up to it?
Oh my god. Over this guy.
No wonder you want to be with an older woman because you're immature as hell and you need a mom.
Mommy
Listen,
issues.
Listen, I think you sound a little too mad. Maybe you need a boyfriend. Maybe you need a staycation, okay? Maybe you should
Damn,
just, like,
Carla,
relax.
Don't take that, Carla. Don't let him.
You know what? I don't even have to waste my energy on this cheater because we're going to hang up. Hey, are you still there? Chris?
I am, yeah.
Okay, good, because I want to hang up on you.
Oh, okay, Carla.
All right, girl.
Abby.
I deserved that one.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Abby, are you there?
I'm here.
This guy is so freaking annoying. I'm sorry.
What a loser.
You could do way better than this guy.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, in all
and
honesty.
You guys, this lady is legit like 70. She looks it at least.
I mean, he likes him older. Okay. You know. Sometimes you got to sprinkle that wrinkle. Sometimes you gotta sprinkle the wrinkle.
Oh my god.
No.
Carla, where's the old man biscuit?
Sometimes you gotta risk it. To get the old lady biscuit.
You tell him there, Carla.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.